from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tour de Delco hits media for Dining Under the Stars. Tonight, it will be Dining Under the Stars. Media will shut down State Street, 6 o'clock. You can eat outside in the heart of media. Details at visitmediapa.com. We'll be here till 6. We're right outside. Spasso has been very, very nice to us. So, beautiful day, too. It's going to crush tonight. So, we have Rob Ellis here. Rob, a famous Delcosman. Do you wear that with pride?
I do wear it with pride. Okay. I actually just came from the red light district. A lot of people don't know there is one in media, and it took a lot out of me. So I don't know how I'm going to do it in the quiz, Spike.
Yeah,
I weakened my legs a little bit.
Yeah, well, I can understand right. that. Right. I can understand that.
Yes.
Oh, unbelievable.
When you're on a roll, just get out of the way.
Yeah. Speaking of the Delco red light district, we will find out at 4:30 whether Chit Snappers is moving to Delco. That has been a rumor.
There's incentives.
Yeah, and we will get that assuredness coming up at 4:30. So, Rob, we gave the Delco quiz to one-time fake Delcoer Devin Caney.
Poor Devin.
Well, you knew it was going to be bad when I asked her about malls and she said King of Prussia.
I hear that properly? She thought the King of Prussia Mall was in Delco?
Yeah, yeah. But God bless her.
Yep.
Because she knew what she didn't know. She did the Delco pledge she's in.
Yep.
Ben Davis passed. Now, we say the only thing you got to do is pass, right? Yep. We only want 6 out of 10. But I went back and I was like, I can't use these questions a third time. Rob Ellis is a real Delco guy.
He studied them, I'm sure.
He may have studied them. So I'm going to go. Went in and did 10 new questions.
Oh, no. All right.
Yes. So are you ready, Rob Ellis?
I'm ready. I'm a little nervous. There was quite a buildup in the tees going into the break. Well, yeah. There was a lot of pressure. But I thrive under that kind of stuff.
Right.
So let's go.
I'm setting the over-under for Rob at 7.5. Ike, what are you picking?
Ooh. That's interesting.
That's a high number.
That's a good number, though. That's a good number, man. I got high expectations for Robbie. Yeah, I think 7.5 is a good number. I think he goes 7 or 8 at least. So 7.5 is a good number. I'm going over.
Nice. Jack, what are you going to do?
Over easily.
Are you going to parlay it with his incest answer? Okay. All right.
That was maybe the most bizarre, and this is saying something.
For Elliot. Yeah.
Bizarre conversation we've ever had on WIP.
Yeah, and that is saying a
that's
lot.
That's a bar that's really high.
Yes.
But you guys may have gotten over it.
Yeah,
so
if you've listened to a lot of WIP, you've heard a lot of bizarre conversations, but the Back to the Future one, that was, yeah.
You know what was particularly disturbing? Included. Elliot was very dug in on it.
Well,
it was okay.
Yes.
Shocker. It was okay.
Yes. Well, right. Yeah, he started, anyway, okay. Yeah. Right. Are you ready for the Delco quiz?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Rob, first question. I don't want anyone here saying the answers out loud. We know you're from Delaware County.
I have it all written on my arm. Okay. Spike doesn't even know.
Okay. What Delaware County nightclub featured robot birthday parties for kids during the day?
During the day? Chuck E. Cheese?
No.
Damn.
Hold on.
Nightclub. It was a nightclub.
Pulsations.
There we go.
All right. Well, you have to specify as a nightclub.
Yeah, nightclub.
Okay. Nightclub is what got me because Chuck E. Cheese is obviously not a nightclub.
Yeah. Yes. Chuck E. Cheese is still around, right?
Yes.
I hope not.
There's one in Springfield.
Oh, no, we're not sponsored.
On Baltimore Pike,
yeah,
there used
fine.
To be.
We're fine.
Yeah.
We're fine.
There's one on Baltimore Pike in Springfield right across from the Swiss Farms. Or right around the Swiss
That's
Farms.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Number two. Name three nationally famous people who were either born in or spent a large majority of time in Delaware County.
Tina Fey.
Correct.
Jim Croce.
Correct.
Upper Darby High School.
Correct.
Villanova University.
Well, that's not
true. Drexel Hill.
Yeah.
Seems like you know Jim Croce.
Yep.
Jamie Kennedy.
Correct. Upper Darby.
Yes.
There you go.
Went to Monsignor Bonner.
Two for two. Boom. Are you a Bonner guy? You're a Bonner
yes.
guy, right?
Yes. Okay. Rob's a Bonner guy.
Okay.
John Cappelletti won the Heisman in 1973.
That's a bonus answer.
Yes.
South Madison Avenue. Went to St. Lawrence Grade School and Monsignor Bonner High
there
School.
So Rob's showing off now. You better
now I'm
pass.
Flexing a little bit. Now I'm flexing
That's
a little
only
bit.
Two questions.
I know. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Okay, this one is dark, but you should know the answer.
Incest.
Right.
Elliot, is he my lifeline?
Yes. All right. On October 30th, 1985, a person went into the Springfield Mall, opened fire, shooting 10 people.
Jesus.
What was this woman's name?
Oh, God. Enjoy your dinner, everybody.
Yes.
Bro, what the hell?
I'm telling you, it's famous in Delaware County. Most people know the answer.
Sylvia Platt?
Very close.
Sylvia. Ugh.
Sylvia's correct.
God. That's half an answer.
I don't know it.
Sylvia Segrist.
Segrist. All right, that's a
miss. A fair question.
That's
I'm sorry, that's it is a fair question.
We got dark all the time. Yes.
I would have accepted Sylvia.
Well,
just because Spike asked the question. Are you serious?
Yeah,
that was
telling
weak.
You.
That was all weak. Right. All right,
yeah.
All right, that's a loss. That's a miss.
Yeah. All right, number four. Here's an easy one. Name two Delaware County school districts.
Marple and Springfield.
There you go.
Okay.
Upper Darby.
It's Marple Newtown, I think, but that counts.
Okay.
Counts.
I live in Marple Newtown.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So that is three of four.
Mm-hmm.
Number five, what is the name of the restaurant/bar that was in the parking lot of the Granite Run Mall?
Oh, the Ale House. The
almost.
Riddle Ale House.
There you go. Correct.
Jack was a busboy.
Yes. Four
Jack
out of five.
Jack was a busboy
at the Riddle Ale House?
Yeah.
Were you really?
Yeah, for 2 years.
Who'd have thought?
Yeah.
Nobody.
In fact, we figured it out. My wife.
I wouldn't have thought he ever had a job other than this.
That was right near you where you grew up.
Yeah. It was right near me. Yeah.
No, well, I worked at a construction supply company.
There's no way you did anything with construction.
All I did was help people unload boxes.
Okay.
Yes.
You were a supervisor.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got you.
So four of five.
All right.
Number six. What Revolutionary War battle happened in Delaware County?
Oh, God. Revolutionary War battle?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Happened in Delaware County?
Yeah.
Spike dug deep for these questions.
He did dig
well,
deep.
I actually might know this one.
You might, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Gettysburg?
No.
It's close.
Is it Brandywine?
It is. The Battle of Brandywine.
That was in Delco?
Well, technically, Chad's Ford.
Oh, that is Delco.
Yeah.
Barely. That is.
By
look at the big brain on Jack.
Garnet Valley.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah. So there you go.
All right. So now I can't miss another one.
Four of six. No, you only need to get six out of ten. You're
yeah, but these guys had the expectation
to be
getting seven. I want to pay it off.
Okay. The Delco quiz with Rob Ellis. All right. This one's easy. What is the name of the concert venue located on 69th Street in Upper Darby?
The Tower Theater.
Correct. Five of seven.
Famous David Bowie recording there back in the day. Bruce played there back in the day in 75.
Ah, I saw Anthrax there. There
Anthrax.
You go.
I love their lead singer,
yeah.
By the way.
Isn't that something they used to put in envelopes?
It is. It's okay. The band, though, not the Poison.
Oh, what is going on here today?
Good. Listen.
Yeah. All right.
This Spike is going back to his rock and roll days
yeah.
over here.
Now, this is a difficult one, admittedly.
Oh, no.
What is the name of the inn that burned down in Lima, PA, where Route 1 and Baltimore Pike separate, near Route 1 and 352?
The inn that burned down.
Yes. There's a car dealership there now, I think.
Oh, yeah, it really, like, splits right there.
Yes.
God. Oh, boy.
Might have happened in the late 80s.
Was it... The Media Inn?
No, it was the Red Lion Inn.
No, oh boy. All right. I got to run the table. I think.
All right. All right. Number nine.
Death and destruction.
Yes.
And malls and burning.
Burned down.
I would
open
say.
Fire.
I thought it was going to get Happy Wawa.
Yeah. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. That's what Ben got.
I would say nine and ten are both 5 out of 10 on the difficulty scale, you should get them both.
All right.
Number 9, you should definitely get. What music radio station was located at the corner of Route 1 and 352?
Y100.
Correct.
Oh. Y100.
Is that what I want? There were 101?
Yeah.
100.3.
100.3. Yep.
Yes. Okay. And here is the, what was that? Is that 7 he got or 6? I think that's
7. That was 7. I think that was 7.
Yeah.
It's at least six.
So he passes.
So if I get this, do I pass Ben and Devin?
Yes. Okay.
All right, this is a big one.
Please name one of the two video game arcades that was in the Granite Run Mall.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
We got some wows from the crowd on that one.
You all should be able to do this.
What no. No, we can't do it.
Why'd you put yourself in that?
Well, I'm part of Delco.
Ike is thinking about coming back for a second time.
Ike's been asking a lot of questions.
Wait you see tonight. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Dining Under the Stars is really cool. All right.
Stop trying to distract
people.
I know.
I was trying to
do that. Granite Run's pretty far from where you grew up.
I went to Granite Run, too.
There were only really two
Springfield
malls.
And Granite Run were really the only options.
And at the time, Granite Run was the real option.
It was bigger. There was more shops.
Yes.
Better. They had a good Spencer's.
Yep. They had two Walden Books.
Yeah.
They had two game rooms.
They had two video games. Yes.
All right.
One I got threatened in.
Really?
Yeah, a guy elbowed me in the back, told me he was going to stab me.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It didn't go well.
Was it
Andy Boyle?
It was me. It's my confession.
Honestly, funny story. 3 years later, working at a gas station, asked a girl out who came into the gas station. She said yes. I went to her house to pick her up. That guy's picture was on the wall. It was her older brother.
Whoa.
Yeah.
100% true.
Now, did you get out of there, or did you... The date happened.
Depending on how she looked.
One date. Well, she was pretty.
Yeah. You'll put up with that if she's hot. Yeah. I mean, let's face it.
So if they're pretty, it's worth taking a beating over.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I got to
get
this.
I don't know if it's worth getting stabbed over, but it's worth taking a beating over.
All right. Do you know either of the arcades?
Boy, man, the kids are getting educated today.
Oh, man. Yes.
Yes. I don't know.
Aladdin's Castle and Jolly Time.
I should have known Aladdin's Castle.
Okay, I'll give you one.
Should have got
Did
one,
you say Jolly Time?
Jolly Time. I'll give you one bonus. I'll give you one bonus to get to 7.
All right.
What was the name of the nightclub that was in the Granite Run Mall?
That wasn't Pulsations because we
no, that was
that.
Further Route 1.
Ooh, the nightclub.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
That was in there.
Yep.
Yeah, it was for like, if you were a teenager,
yes.
Essentially. It was...
I don't know.
Bebop Cafe.
Bebop. And then there was also Circus Town, which was a similar kind of club.
Yes. It's called WIP.
Yes.
It was behind Casey's.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Rob.
I got it.
Yeah, you did. You did.
But I let my guys down, though.
No, you're okay.
They were tough.
I'm really blaming it on Spike.
Yeah, once he brought the shooting, it kind of threw the whole
thing. Man, that put a tone on things.
It threw the whole thing
off. I like that he went edgy on this. I like it.
Bro,
completely threw everything off. I was horrified after that. I didn't know what questions you were going to ask next, man.
Well,
and I got Sylvia, too.
Yes, you did. Well, that shows that it is a gettable question.
I agree.
By
I agree.
And I would have given you the answer. I would have given you credit for that.
I should have just went Sylvie and gotten out.
The thing about that thing is that if you were around here at that time, everyone knew somebody who knew somebody who said that they were there that day.
Okay.
Yeah.
True. I should have gotten Sylvia, and I should have gotten at least one of the arcades in
the Grant Run Mall, especially Aladdin's Castle. That was there the whole time. It was
very
big.
There's two I'd give myself a pass on, but those two are. That's I got to do a better job.
Was Jolly Time just Jolly sitting in there yelling at kids?
Yes. It was actually him just debating, telling people to call and debate them even though they're wrong.
Right.
Yes. And then daring people.
And then the nighttime was him doing stand-up comedy.
Yes.
And then if you didn't win the game, you know, first place is second loser is first place.
There's only one prize.
Second place is first
one
prize.
Only winners in this arcade.
That's right. You were talking about accountability. Paul Jolovitz is accountability.
Yeah, he's an accountability guy.
No doubt.
Rob, how you feeling Phillies-wise?
I'm angry, Spike.
Yeah. Who are you directing the anger at?
At their best players.
Yeah.
I am. You can't go 0-for-12 with 7 strikeouts last night with a combined $80 million for those top three guys per year and not be mad at them. Like, you got to put the ball in play. I get it. Lopez is good. He's just getting back. Work some counts. Get him out of the freaking game. The amount of it was just typical of what happens with them when they all go, they all collectively go together. And it's the thing that's got to scare Phillies fans the most is because we've seen this movie too many times, and the approach stunk last night. I'm not happy with Rob Thompson either. I'll be honest with you. I didn't like to me. There's no way that Harper can at least pinch hit. If you want to sit Realmuto on Sunday, Harper's got to pinch hit, and you can't tell me Weston Wilson isn't a better option than Cal Stevenson.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Weston Wilson thing. I'm not with you on the Bryce thing. I guess I just think that. His body seems like it needs to be managed to me. And I don't blame Harper, because I think Harper would go up and would hit and probably wanted to hit. And I keep comparing it to Embiid, in that I wish somebody in the Sixers organization over the last 7 years would have had the guts to tell him, no, big fella, you're not playing tonight. You need a game. And that we need – look, we have 8 more years of Bryce Harper – at least until we give him the extension.
Yeah. Right.
If a game here and there can save him from putting himself in harm's way one extra time, this team's too good to not be able to withstand him not pinch hitting one time or playing in one game.
I have two issues off of it in general. Not what you said, but just sort of the philosophy. It's okay for Castellanos to play every day, right? That's there's no problem with that. And the other thing is, they're in an absolute dogfight with everybody in the National League. And you need every game you can get. Like, I'll give you an example last night. I heard you guys talking about when I was driving over. You're dead on. It was apparent Alvarado had nothing. He miraculously got two outs. After he walks the second guy, he's got to come out. Why is Lazar up when everybody's coming off an off day? Like Thompson kind of used an excuse. I don't want to throw Lazar in there in a dirty inning. How about you have somebody better than Lazar up, too?
Well, I mean, who are they going to have up?
Anybody. He had an off day the day before.
I guess, but Hoffman's been just as bad as Alvarado, believe it or not, since the All-Star break. Strom's been bad. Kirkring already pitched. I think he is at a – I know people make excuses for Thompson all the time, but I think he is at a point with the bullpen where he is crossing his fingers that somebody starts to show something.
The bullpen has fallen apart. Yes. I mean, if I ask yourself the question, who do you trust? Is there one guy you trust right now?
It was Hoffman.
It was Hoffman, yeah.
Yeah, maybe still Strom. I got to give him a little bit of a break because he's been used a ton. Occasionally he stubs his toe. But there isn't anybody I trust right now. And Estevez really hasn't had an opportunity, so I can't put him in that category. That's not fair.
But even he's like, it feels like hard contact, never clean.
Well, he stinks.
And that's a huge problem. Like, you need Ranger to come back, and you need You need the bullpen to wake up. I keep waiting for Bryson Stott. I'm done singing that song. You know, it's just, it doesn't feel like it's going to happen. But the best players have to play way better than this. This is completely unacceptable.
By the way, a correction on the Delco.
Uh-oh, is this good or bad?
No, Conklin's right. It doesn't help you at all.
Oh, no.
It was the log cabin in.
The log cabin in.
It was the log cabin in that burned down at one in Baltimore Pike. I'm
sorry. Conklin?
Yeah.
Coming off the top row.
Well, he's approaching 70. I'd approach he would.
Oh, Conklin shot.
I would hope that he'd get these questions right.
Wait a minute. Is it Delco guy?
Hold up.
Joe's from Albany. He's from Albany.
Yeah, okay. I'm 48 and I know the questions. You don't need to be 70 to know the questions.
Yeah, but you're more seasoned.
Conklin's not 70.
What? It's more seasoned.
Yeah, the older you get, the more seasoned you are.
You are just, he takes shots at everyone and someone's going to beat him up.
No one's safe.
Someone's going to beat him up. Someone's going
to
beat him up.
It's going
to
be
Dolly. That's why he sits next to Ike.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's got protection.
Well, I catch more strays than anybody.
You do.
Catch a lot of strays. But he knows you're safe until one day you're not. Yeah, until one day he catches you. And then, you know,
let's
Rob,
give the people a real show. Go ahead, Ike.
Rob, I'm sure you heard the big news. Jalen Hurts intercepted today after 305 interceptionless passes.
Yes.
Truly, how much do you value Jalen Hurts' training camp performance this year?
I value it a lot. When you're coming off what happened last year, I think for him to look good is nothing but a positive. I think for him to believe in what's going on is nothing but a positive. And for the guys around him to see him playing at that level again, who were with him in 2022, can do nothing but help. It tells me he's confident in the system. He believes in what Kellen Moore's doing. And I think it's good. I don't care that he didn't have an interception or anything like that. Like, I don't get totally cranked up on the stats. But just watching him and hearing the reports, I think it's great, man.
More impressive, Wilt scoring 100 or Jalen going 305.
Jalen, and it's not even close.
Yeah. Wilt, yeah.
We don't even know if the Wilt thing happened.
I saw Jalen holding up one of those little signs.
Yeah, he did. He did.
That would have been cool if he had
that
done
that. That would have been funny. Yes. See, yes. Eagles PR, come on. Yes. Come on, guys.
Have a feel.
Bob Lang, where are you?
Elliot Shore Parks, the Harvey Pollock of the 2020s here.
And did I hear today he ran at one point? Did you guys hear this story?
Elliot ran?
So I was listening to Joe Giglio and Hugh, and they said at one point something happened where the Eagles moved fields or something.
Oh, and he had to chart it.
Elliot had to chart it and began taking off in a sprint like...
No.
He couldn't miss
this race. Hugh's description of it was not... Didn't make me feel like Usain Bolt was maybe
field, but he looks unathletic.
Apparently, that happened.
Well, he was a JV soccer player, so that would be
right. I heard that.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
I think it was freshman team.
Yeah. No, well, he made JV, but he said he quit.
He was a depth guy.
You and Elliot have something in common.
Oh, I'm not feeling good about the fact you guys do a lot of quitting.
Yeah, quitters.
I gave up. Hold on.
I've never quit anything.
Well, you just quit New York.
I know. Yeah,
but. I did quit baseball.
Yeah, you had to catch yourself on
Yeah,
that.
I know. Yes. I know. I was trying to set him up.
Yeah. But Elliot, yeah. He said, now, he was forced to quit because his grades are so bad.
Oh.
That's what he never tells me. Yes.
So you tell us.
What do we think Elliot's 40 time would be if he ran it right now?
4.8.
No way.
No way he's running 4.8.
Yeah, I'm saying almost 6.
Yes.
5.7.
Five, I'm going 5.8.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll go Ike's old number, 5.8.
I like that.
Is that his height or is that his 40 time?
It's both. 5.8.
This is rough.
And still to this day, I can break 5 flat.
Yeah, you can.
I believe that.
Yeah.
You know I've wanted to do the Ike Reese 40-yard dash challenge for about 5 years now, 6 years.
Here's the question. Who would give you the best race at WIP?
Ooh.
Who would give me the best race at WIP?
I can tell you who wouldn't.
You?
He would not.
No.
Nah.
Joe DeCamera would not.
No. Nah. Maybe Richie.
Well, Richie's got...
Richie's
he's
got
skinny
now.
Yeah. Yeah. Skinny yeah. Richie.
Yep.
You know, maybe Richie
was a sprinter in high school.
Yeah.
He was.
I mean, Jack, you run.
Yeah, but long
distance. Not fast.
Not fast.
I can run faster than Jack.
Oh, wow.
Even with my hip.
I don't know if that's true.
I know it's true.
Listen, I'm like,
what about you? You moving, Rod?
I'll do it.
We're not doing anything. No, don't worry about that.
All right.
I think I could hang, but you would be physically doing anything. I would lose. I would hang.
This
but
is just all talk.
Yeah.
All bark.
Yes.
Yeah, we're
all
no bite.
Yes.
We are no bite.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way I'm doing anything that's that physical.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I see a 58 jersey, though.
5'8"?
Look at that.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, but I bet you if he turns around, it's Trent Cole.
Sir.
I got to get my man right here.
He turned around.
Turn around.
Turn around.
Hold on, Rob.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah! Yes! Yes!
Kelly Green.
My man.
That's awesome.
All right, coming up next. I thought it was a Hunt. Yes.
I thought it was Jalen Hunt.
Yeah, I thought it was a Hunt jersey. But so I'm messing with you. I'm just kidding.
I want Trent Cole. I'm guilty, too.
At least give me Trent Cole. Yeah. Jordan Hicks. It's a couple of Jordan Hicks jerseys.
That is awesome.
Jannard Avery.
Don't do that.
Coming up next.
I would have cried if that was a Jannard Avery.
Coming up next. Coming up next, we find out officially whether Chip Snappers is moving to Delaware County. It's been long rumored, and we find out that officially on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're in media for Dining Under the Stars. We're going to shut down State Street at 6 o'clock so you can dine outside here in the heart of media. Details at MediaPA.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.